One of my favorite things that happened that I get to go to and see are the Native Youth Olympics when they happen annually. This year, the Kenaitse and Salamatov had an invitational that moved from the Kenai Middle School to Skyview because they had that much more participation. I'm talking with Yvonne Flynn, who coordinated this event. And Yvonne, it's impressive for me to see the early beginnings of, well, first of all, the tribe, but then the Native Youth Olympics, which have grown tremendously. Tell me about what's going on here today.
We just got done this morning with all our junior athletes. They competed in a separate category so that we would have more space and more time to be able to work with both divisions equally. So this morning, the juniors just got done, and we're just getting started with our senior athletes and our open athletes.
Now, one of the unique things about these games is that each sport, so to speak, has not only a meaning but a story and a very relevant conditioning for some indigenous skills. Tell me about that.
Currently, right now, our senior and open athletes are working on the scissor broad jump, and with all this ice we're having this winter, it may be pretty relevant this year. With it represents hopping ice flow to ice flow and being able to have those agile, quick feet so that you wouldn't fall through the river ice.
Now, the young people that will be participating, because to me they are young people, and this is a new generation that is sort of rediscovering indigenous skills. How does that affect a young person in today's modern society here on the peninsula?
I feel with this new generation, they have more connection not just to themselves and who they are, but also to the land that they live on. And so it they feel like they belong somewhere, and it's a really good feeling for them, I bet.
That's really a good thing for today's youth. The other thing that I've noticed each time I come to the Olympics is that these sports are not about winning. It's about helping the other person be as good as they can. And I've seen people happier for someone else to win than they themselves, because they have exceeded their abilities. And that is something that is also kind of rare in our young society today.
Yes. So one of the most honored awards that we can hand out here is called our Sportsmanship Award. And we have that in two different categories. We have individual, male and female. And then we also have a team sportsmanship. And so with these games, like you said, every event has a meaning to it. So does the whole event in general. So with being able to have good sportsmanship and being able to work with one another and not just yourself is a old tradition of you can't go hunting by yourself. You need to rely on everybody in the community to work on that.
It takes a tribe.
Yeah.
And how did you first get involved with the Olympics?
I was a little kid. I was also an athlete once upon a time in these games.
What was your event?
Oh, man. I've tried all of them, but I think seal hop was definitely my favorite.
Now, coordinating all of these young people and the two tribes together, is that quite a challenge?
It can be at times, but now that the event is happening, it's very rewarding, and it's so good to see everybody come together.
What do you like best about your job?
Connections, being able to catch up with everybody, because during the off season we really don't get to see each other because we're busy, you know, subsistence or out doing different things. So being able to start the new year with our new season of NYO is a good feeling.
And we see a young person overcome maybe troubles that they're having in their life and succeed here at the games. How does that make you feel?
Even better. It's so good. It's definitely a rewarding feeling doing any part. Like seeing the personal growth just within the beginning of the season when they start practices to their very last competition for the year. Just seeing that personal growth and how much they accomplish with themselves.
Well, Yvonne, your smile says it all. Thank you for stepping up and coordinating this event. We're going to have them again in the future.
Of course. We'll always try to be here.
Yvonne Flynn is the coordinator of this year's Native Youth Olympics over at Skyview High School. I'm Earl Sikorsky, returning you to that high-kicking sound of KSRM.